Hello? Well, now, if you will all draw up your chairs and listen very closely, I will tell you a most unusual story.
Use those seconds sensibly, or you will inevitably die. Do not panic. Think only of yourself. Think only of yourself.
Just tell me, why?
Why not?
I'm serious. Why would you want to destroy the world?
Because it's the only action one could take that would have any purpose.
You lost me there.
Every decision we make is meaningless. Less than nothing.
How can you say that? We're rich. We're conquerors.
And here we're poor. We're slaves. And here, our parents never met, so we were never born. Here, the world ended in nuclear war. Here, no fish was ever brave enough to crawl up on land, and humans never evolved. And so on. Ad infinitum.
So even if you destroy the world, there are a billion others, right? What difference would it make?
Somewhere in the multiverse, there is a world I call Earth Prime. Every Earth is a variation of this one, the original. And once I destroy it, all reality will follow.
You know, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. I can't control everything. And I'm gonna fucking die.
To help us with our spiritual development. They demanded that we dismantle and destroy our nuclear weapons as the major condition. They refused to exchange technology, citing that we were spiritually unable to handle the technology which we then possessed, and has not that been true throughout our history?
But it is the combination of the destruction and the creation that is creating the life that you and I are living. It's this combination of what is being destroyed and what is being created that is creating the life that you want. If you want to change your life, for example, you have to destroy your old life in order to make room for your new life. It's just the way it works. If you want to change your life, for example, you have to destroy your old life in order to make room for your new life. It's just the way it works. Destruction and creation are the same thing. What I'm asking you to do is to celebrate the breakdown as an indicator that the breakthrough is coming. The breakdown is the beginning. When things break down, suddenly breakthroughs start to come through. Now, the speed at which the breakthrough comes, I've noticed, is related to the degree to which you can accept and appreciate the breakdown. The more you accept and appreciate the breakdown, the faster the breakthrough comes. The more you resist the breakdown, the longer it takes for it to transition. But they are the same thing. They're the same creative act.
Seek enlightenment, this student asks, how do I apply my mind? Now, it would be nice, and everyone wants, this is what I wanted, that if I just practice, get enlightened, then all of my troubles will go away, and all of the troubles that I rain down on you are going to go away. In other words, there are going to be no more troubles. I am going to see through everything. All of my habit patterns are going to be dissolved, extinguished, and I'm going to perfectly manifest as an enlightened being in my behavior.
Is this person a clown, a fool, deeply enlightened? There's no way to know. Easy to be caught up in our life as a journey of fulfillment of desire and settling into our customary anxiety and dissatisfaction and low-key depression and habit of mind that we surround and bind ourselves with and can't seem to get free of in any way.
Please. joy, happiness, pleasure. These are considered mini enlightenments.
About personal and romantic love. With romantic love, there can be I need you, behavioral expectations. And then there's like the selfless kind of love where there are no behavioral expectations and you still love the person. My question is, if you're in the surrendered state of consciousness, if you're completely surrendered to what is, do you still have that kind of selfless love for a specific person romantically? Or does that kind of dissolve? Or is it just only the universal, which is wonderful, the universal love? It's amazing, it's wow, you know? But can you also have that specific kind of love?
Show. intense experience that not only changed the direction of your life, but actually changed the very essence of your being and changed everything that you knew and understood about the nature of life itself. How many have had that experience? What do we call these experiences? Can we call them enlightenment? And what is enlightenment? How does it happen? And how can we find our own path?
Yourself, profoundly trust yourself, because every movement we make, when we move towards the Dharma, when we move away from it, we're trusting something. When we hold on, when we let go, we're trusting something. What are we trusting? And how do we examine that, clarify, refine that, enlighten that?
Learn to trust this inherent wisdom and quit trying to manipulate and control. Given space and time, wildness in and of itself knows how to take care of itself, which is more than we can say for ourselves.
learn to say fuck you to the world every once in a while. You have every right to just stop thinking,
okay,
worrying, looking over your shoulder, wondering, doubting, fearing, hurting, hoping for some easy way out, struggling, grasping, confusing, itching, scratching, mumbling, bumbling, grumbling, humbling, stumbling, numbling, rambling, gambling, tumbling, scumbling, scrambling, hitching, hatching, bitching, moaning, groaning, honing, boning, horse-shitting, hair-splitting, nitpicking, piss-trickling, nose-sticking, ass-gouging, eyeball-poking, finger-pointing, alleyway-sneaking, long-waiting, small-stepping, evil-eyeing, back-scratching, searching, perching, besmirching, grinding, grinding, grinding away at yourself. Stop it and just do.
Definitely in my early years of practice, imagined nirvana as the state that I wanted, enlightenment, I'm gunning for it, and like, zap me.
You can't come into a place like this with a practice like this and say, do me, enlighten me. No, only you can do it. There's no teacher on the face of the earth, including the Buddha himself, that could do it for you.
Thank you.
licking, licking down.
I was like, oh my God, what's it gonna be like? Like, what's it gonna be like to be like with enlightened beings, like driving down the highway?
You clearly have no goddamn idea what's happening around here.
Then enlighten me.
I couldn't enlighten you with a fucking 1,000-watt bulb.
Bomba Clyde, Bomba Clyde. Wanna lick your shot, baby? Bomba Clyde, Bomba Clyde, Bomba Clyde. Wanna lick your shot, baby? Bomba Clyde.
Just gives to me.
Enjoys dancing anyway and expressing themselves in that way. What could be better?
and you're there, and it's all happening for you. And if the DJ changes the sound just a little bit, you change just a little bit, you know, and he's catching you out and you're following him. And that's the dance.
Ourselves to be truly intimate with every moment, seeing, hearing, and feeling with our whole bodies and minds, we break the tether of knowledge and discover real enlightenment for ourselves.
You know, you don't have to see yourself as a big deal, as some sort of all-powerful being, as some kind of special person to realize tonight. In fact, if you do, you've already got some challenges ahead.
He's a spoiled egomaniac who thinks he can bend the rules to suit himself.
did you think lesser of him because he had a mixtape for his album?
Well, everybody was doing that, and yet everybody is not enlightened.
When it all started, I never dreamed it could end this way.